this afternoon, there was some interest in hearing a little bit of Swedish. And so I don't know if you'd be real interested. I don't know if that counts as speaking in tongues or not. Maybe that's a gray area. But I'm going to just do a few verses from the Romans Road to give you a glimpse of, and you know it's appropriate. And here's why. You can follow along in your Bible. There's nothing really mysterious about it. And it is what I've given myself to over the past 3 years. And so it'll just give you a little bit of taste of what ministry and some of the endeavors have been like for me. And you won't have a clue what I'm saying. So you can't grade me. But here we go. So we'll start with Romans chapter 3. And we'll look at, we can just look at verse 10. Som det står skrivet, ingen rättfärdig finns, inte en enda. And you can go to verse 23. För alla har syndat och saknar heligheten från Gud. You can turn over and look at chapter 5, verse number 8. Men Gud bevisar sin kärlek till oss genom att Kristus dog för oss medan vi ännu var syndare. You can look over chapter 6. You can look at verse 23. För syndens lön är döden, men Guds gåva är evigt liv genom Kristus Jesus, vår Herre. Then you can look at chapter 10, verse 13. För var och en som åkallar Herrens namn ska bli frälst. So that just gives you a little bit of taste of, you know, my tongue muscles learning different positions. I miss it dearly. And I find myself listening to Swedish music and trying to watch as many Swedish shows as I can. I don't think I've lost too much of it. But we want to have a light in that part of the world. And the way we see it is the Lord's brought us this far, and he's made every way possible. We're confident, we're hopeful, we are trustful that he will continue to provide and make ways and open doors for our future there. Now, how about an English thought, right? Maybe a thought out of an English Bible? I want you to look at Isaiah chapter 32, and I'll be brief. A few reasons why I'll be brief. One, this is shooting from the hip. But I got this from my devotions, reading my Bible the other day. And I was in Isaiah, and so important to understand Isaiah. I mean, Jesus quoted Isaiah quite often. But the very last verse, I mean, you could read the whole chapter, and sometimes it can be difficult to understand maybe when and where this is taking place or what it's dealing with. But the last verse of chapter 32 says this: blessed are ye that sow beside all waters, that send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass. And I've seen your rooms. I've seen couple rooms and all these prayer cards. I've signed the blanket and all these names. And it appears to me that by God's grace, the Lord has given you the opportunity to support missionaries. And you are sowing out of Sterling Heights. You are sowing amongst all waters, the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Oceanic, all the tribes. You're sending forth the feet of the ox and the ass, laborers to cultivate, to water, and by God's grace, reap. What do we reap? The salvation of the souls of man. That is what we want to see. And when you tie this in, when you tie this in with Romans chapter number 10, you look at Romans chapter number 10, you say, what are you talking about? This ox feet and stuff. Look at Romans chapter 10, verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. And by supporting us, by praying for us, you are enabling God's servant, God's servants, and in this case me, my family, to go forth as laborers to plow, to cultivate, to water, and to hopefully reap. Because without it, without the word of God being proclaimed, no matter where we are, they don't have an opportunity to hear. If they don't have an opportunity to hear, they certainly don't have an opportunity to believe. So, God bless you, church. Gud valsigne deg. Thank you so much.